VWA, mobile.
KN4VWA, KB4CBA.
Dave, what's happening? You off to play tennis?
No, I'm done for the week. I had 75 cc's of fluid drawn off my right knee yesterday. And they shot in some cortisone and some kind of gel stuff. So anyway, I'm just going to let it rest, but it feels a heck of a lot better.
Okay, was it called Suparts that they injected in there?
Please mention a couple of names. I was in so much pain that I... that particular moment, I really wasn't paying a whole lot of attention.
More than likely, it's some of that stuff that is supposed to lubricate the joint, and it's good for some people. It'll last 90 days to 6 months. For some people, it'll last up to a year. Did he say you had damage around the meniscus?
Just a little arthritis and, let's see, and the fluid. He said my meniscus may have been, I forget what the word he used, not torn, but just, it might have, I don't know, I can't remember the word he used. It wasn't like it was injured, it was just maybe, inflamed a little bit, or you know, that sort of thing.
That's some arthritis spurring. Probably what's going on is you got a spur that you've irritated it, and the cortisone will help. That'll make it feel good for a while, and the Suparts will lubricate the joint. That'll help it. And did he tell you to take it easy for about 10 days before you get back into the swing of things?
He just said, you know, I have what's this thing called? CopperFit compression sleeve, and he said wear that a couple more days, and but you know, I'll if I go back out Monday, or if I, you know, if I get to Sunday and I see I'm not gonna be able to play Monday, if it's still feeling like it is right now, it's just a little bit of pain from the, where he stuck that needle in there. So, well, I tell you, when he got to the end of that drawing that fluid out, I came off the table.
Back in the day, they drew 90 cc's off of my right knee. And let me tell you, bud, I swear to you, to this day, that man was using a 12-gauge shotgun barrel to pull it off. Whew! Yeah, buddy, it hurts. So, well, yeah, what he's doing is trying to control the fluid buildup. He's really expecting it to swell just a little bit again, and he's... if it does do some more fluid in there, the compression will help dissipate that fluid out to other parts of your leg, and it'll go away at five times the rate. So that's a good thing. Be sure to wear that compression. But I tell you what, I think I'd stay off of it for at least 4 or 5 days before I, you know, jump back in full force.
I'm not gonna, you know, get out there and go wide open, you know, first thing. So, but like I said, you know, I'll kind of know by Sunday if it's, you know, if I'm going to be able to play on it. If I'm not, I'll just take some more time off, because I don't want to re-injure it, you know, right away and to go through all this again. I've got a follow-up appointment in a few weeks, but he said if you don't need it, just cancel it. But have a, it's, Seven Hawkins Therapy, where they have a, sports clinic in the evening, starts at 5:30 to 8:00, and, they see a lot of, you know, a lot of sports-related injuries. It has to be a new injury, and, so, you know, with football in full swing and all that. He said he's been seeing football injuries since May.
Camps and that kind of stuff. People get out there, they're not fully conditioned. Try to do what they did during a regular season. Oh, yeah. Get a lot of that. But listen, as far as that knee goes, what you need to do is, you know what I mean by no load flexion? Just whenever you're sitting around relaxing, just bend your knee up, grab your foot and bend it, and don't try to push it too far, more than you normally would, but just make sure you, you know, keep the stretch in the tendons and keep your flexion stretched out like I know you've already got or had. And what you're doing is you're not trying to re-injure it, but you're trying to let the injury heal.
That is exactly what I'm doing. Oh, man. I'm sitting here doing a little FTA.
Got to run a Cat 5 cable out to my she shed this afternoon. I'm looking for 150 foot of wire to come in. And as soon as I get it out there, then we'll be clear to put an extra piece of equipment that we've been looking forward to out there and possibly get some things accomplished.
Vague as that was, I hope that works for you. And it's always nice to have some new equipment, or, you know, even if it's not new, it's new to you. And anyway, I gotta go to the sleep study dentist. My orthotic device broke, and he said no one has ever broken one of these, and so I'm the first. So I guess I have shattered his record.
You've always been the first in a lot of different things.
This is for sleep apnea. It's, you know, it's a little shoulder guard thing, pulls your jaw out. He'll just have to order me a new piece that broke, you know. And, definitely probably take a couple of weeks for it to come in. But he gave me several to step up to the one that I was using, so I just went back one notch, you know, the previous one I was using, and that's what I'm using now, until I get the one that was working better, reordered.
Painfully familiar with what you're talking about. I couldn't use the orthotic because it hurt my teeth so bad. So I just have to do the CPAP.
CPAP's good. I really haven't had any problems. They do a digital. They just use like a little pin, and it just went around my teeth. Oh man, this is wild, and I mean, it came out perfect. It was just unbelievable, and because I, you know, years ago, you had to put all that goop in your mouth, and, you know, God, I hated that stuff, and hold it for so long, and in there, and then they'd take it out, and, you know, and then, of course, you had to do the top and the bottom teeth, and I hated doing that. That was nasty.
I know what you mean. taking those molds to get everything situated just right. Well, in the meantime, it's just another thing that we gotta do, and the benefits outweigh the yuck.
Oh, KB4CBA. I've heard the repeater idea a minute ago. Yeah, it's just another reminder that, you know, I'm not getting any younger.
I get those reminders every morning when I try to get up out of bed. What's not hurting is a lot less than what hurts.
It's easy to tell the doctor what doesn't hurt instead of what hurts, huh?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, let's give it about a 30-second break there to see if anybody... We're kind of hogging the frequency. Let's see if anybody else wants to jump in there. Just not the popular guys on the radio anymore, are we, Dave?
Yeah.
So, I haven't been on the radio much recently. Do you hear Chandler in here much anymore?
Every now and then. I talked to him, I think, last week. The week before that.
Probably been... Well, with my activities kind of keeping me off the radio, I haven't been real active over the last month or 6 weeks, and I haven't heard the boy in a month.
Seems like the frequency's been a little, the repeater's been a little useless. Like this week, last week, I tore up my call and, you know, numerous times when I was mobile and nobody would come back, so, which is kind of odd. I mean, that happens sometimes, but it happened about probably 75% of the time.
Yep. Well, I'm hearing the same thing. So, you know, whenever I am on there. Now, it's still active in the evenings. I hear a few folks get on there on their drive time. But, like I said, I just haven't been on there much in the last 6 or 8 weeks. But everybody else will probably think that's a good thing. So, giving them a break.
Oh, kind of bad. I was going to the DX meeting last night, and I had to get this knee taken care of. And so I missed it. I told Bob I was coming, so they were kind of looking for me. So and I sent him an email and you know, told him why I wasn't there. So, but anyway, I hope you know, they had a good group. They usually do.
Is that the SCDXA, Bob ND7J?
Yeah, every third Thursday at Mythos. We had some good food. And, you know, it's always some interesting conversation. So, we haven't had a presentation unless they had one last night since I started back. But you know, I learned something. Trying to sit there and listen most of the time. I'm always learning something from those guys. They're a wealth of knowledge.
Yep, so who did the presentation last night?
I don't think they have one, but if they did, it'd be the first time since I started back, which is about the last 3 months, I think. So, I don't know. I guess that's probably a tough job. I don't know if Bob's trying to find anybody or not, but I would imagine that would be a difficult task to have a presentation every week, you know, something to do with amateur radio.
Have to have a new presentation every month, but, you know, every couple of months would be good. You know, Yeah, they got to remember. Well, I've never been to one of the meetings when they had a presentation, which is, you know, kind of why I've kind of slacked off on it. And I love the fellowship, but, you know, Thursday evenings, man, that's tough for me. I've been like the Dunkin' Donut guy, meeting myself coming out the door as I go in here lately. I tell you, retirement is not for the faint of heart, man.
I really feel sorry for you. Well, I tell you, I could eat probably half a dozen Dunkin' Donuts right now. But, boy, I tell you. And I miss the Krispy Kreme glazed. Oh, man. When they're hot, this thing just melts in your mouth.
You're not helping my diet situation. You do realize that. Besides, you don't eat stuff like that anymore.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, if I did, that's what I'd be doing. I'd eat half a dozen at one time. Or close to it. But anyway, so, yeah, I'd be in really poor health if I'd continued my eating habits, from 20 years ago.
Where are you?
Physical location right now?
Yes.
House.
I'm on 29, Wade Hampton Boulevard, coming up on 101, and I'm going to my office. Why don't you let me swing by, pick you up, and we'll both go commit caloric suicide at the Krispy Kreme real quick. We'll split a dozen.
Can do. Oh, man, I'd love to, but I hadn't any sugar in 20 years, so not about to start back now.
KN4BWA. But, Dave, even alcoholics fall off the wagon once in a while.
But this wagon has a seatbelt. Put the lock on it. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to let you run. I'm going to get out of here. I can't. I don't want to transmit. I'm running the same power supply for both radios. I don't want to transmit, you know, the 7300 and this one at the same time, even though it was on low power, but the power supply could take it. I just don't want to. I just don't want to put that much into it at one time. But anyway, you have a good rest of the day, and I guess I'll talk to you later. KP4CPA.
Hey, bud. Listen, you have a good day, and I hope you get a nice nap this afternoon and you dream of Krispy Kremes. Jelly fields all floating around in the air. Have a good day, bud. KN4BWA, I'm clear and mobile.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they can't drive by that Krispy Kreme. Their car just naturally steers right into the parking lot there, or the drive-thru, whatever. Anyway. That's what they tell me anyway. So, but anyway, have a good one. 73 KP4CBA clear.
No, Steve's going to stop and eat all the whole dozen now instead of just half of them. N4ZLK.
You betcha.
Turned a little bit when you said split a dozen of them. That's a lot of sugar all at one time.
So what time you going to meet me there, Shane?
Thank you.
The work you do is very physical. You could burn that off in a half an hour.
I eat a little bit of sugar every once in a while, but even when I'm working, it'll make me not feel so well. I'm not diabetic or anything, but man, that's a lot of sugar.
Baby, that's good stuff, though. You know it's good. Poor Dave's going to go home and take a nap this afternoon, and he's going to dream about those jelly fields floating around in the air up above him, and he won't be able to jump up high enough to get them. Oh, you're talking about the torment. Whoa!
Hey, good Bavarian cream, though. That's really good.
On another subject, how's that 857D you bought doing, bud?
I was on it a little bit this morning. It's on VHF. I like it. I mean, I've used it on HF, but I've got that 757 that sits beside it, and I mainly use that for HF. I think the audio is better, and the receive speaker and all that. The receive is a lot more sensitive. I can pick up stations on the 757 that I can't get with the 857.
57 is a base unit, right?
Got a power supply with it, but it's a big radio. I guess, you know, back in the 80s when it came out, it's a good mobile unit.
He's going to let that 857 go. I know a good home it could go to since I just bought a camper and put it in.
That, I think it was, the last going price was about $1,200, wasn't it?
He's going to give me the old part daily double discount.
I need to send my 757 to work on it. It needs to be sent to celebrate my parents' just remember Christmas. Over to see the list.
Popping in and out of the repeater, bud. You're in a bad spot. Come up out of that bad spot. Try me again. Starting to come back a little bit. Try it again now.
I got to hang on to my 857 for a while. I need to send my 757 off to get calibrated. So I like it. It's a good. I need to take it off.
Be that way then. I tell you what. So what area are you in today, bud?
Today, and I was running some errands. I'm out here in Simpson. I had to drop my wife's car off for some work to pick my truck back. And I'm driving through my old neighborhood where I used to live, just kind of looking at everything.
Ah, okay. You used to live in Simpsonville?
There.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that you appreciate the lesser traffic and population burden up there where you are now.
I miss this one.
Got to do is say Simpsonville, and you know it's like Malden. You've got traffic problems.
When we first moved out here, just all the neighborhoods got built up. All the horse pastures and cow pastures. Anyway, I'm driving from Malden. Man, it's terrible. Oh, well.
We just, you know, appreciate our blessings as to where we are now. I tell you, even my area is getting built up a little bit, but a heavy traffic jam on Friday afternoon at my place is now about eight cars a minute passing by. So I can still live with that.
And highway. Yeah, I just, you know, once you sell a house, you got to let it go.
Popping in and out of the repeater.
There for a little while. Here, Steve. N4, is that okay?
All right. Well, listen, you have a good day and get all your honeydews and errands and gotta get done, finished off, and I'll talk to you again soon. Good to hear from you. 73's KN4VWA. Mobile for about another 5 minutes.
4 to ZLK.